was really weird. I didn't think it would ever say that. That's what I thought it said. Maybe it was saying like, "Oh, we know you finished." It said, "We can hear you." I was like, "That sounds threatening."
Yeah, that is very threatening.
Fuck it. If you can hear us, thank you for listening.
A new fan.
Whatever government agency is listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate the audience.
We want to give a shout out to the NSA and the FBI for tuning in. Right. Thank you.
Whoever it is that told us that they can hear us, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And on that note, welcome to Thoughts of the High Life with Jimmy and the Don't Panic Jimmy and the Sexy Sandman. Again, we have with us the Silent Stoner and the... As we come on, you know, the air today, Half Sec is again asleep. That's very good. He's being a good dog.
Imagine we're just bragging. Yeah, we got the entire FBI as our fan base.
We say so many horrible shit.
Yeah.
The director of the FBI
loves
directly listens to our podcast.
Yeah, he loves our show.
We're number one most wanted on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think that means they want us to perform.
Yeah.
You're just oblivious.
They sent us a subpoena about records. Yeah. We're just going to release them all here on the podcast. Yeah. This one's for you guys.
It's especially in the special edition. Yeah. No, but, you know, last episode we had promised you a review of a very funny King of the Hill episode. And, you know, we got onto tangents and we were not able to fulfill this promise. So we decided to do a little special episode for you guys where we watch said episode. What episode is it that we're watching today?
We are watching the Get Your Freak Off episode.
Season 7, Episode 1. So.
Yes, it's...
The beginning is, I mean, I like that the beginning is pretty much always the same because it has, like, continuity, but The Simpsons had that great concept where it's like every beginning was kind of different, and I like that. That was kind of genius. Oh, God, is that Bobby? I hate the
Yep, Peggy's birthday is coming up, and she was hinting that she wanted something for in the bedroom.
So they made her a birdhouse? What? Hank has some weird kinks, yo. Like, we need to have a talk about Hank.
What exactly are they doing in the bedroom?
Yeah, why do you need a birdhouse? I'm genuinely interested.
It's Ben Franklin, and he does need your respect, Dad.
Oh, damn. Quite a bit.
Get in the truck, son.
I love how disappointed he constantly is. Oh, man.
When I was your age, we had these things called songs.
He's explaining music to Bobby?
We're burning down Georgia. But I guess Hollywood decided we needed more criminals yelling about their lady friend's baby place.
Her baby place?
Whoa, red flag, Bobby. I have been advised to listen to this record.
Get your free. God damn.
Excuse me, I need to use this parental listening booth.
Dude, he literally just what? The guy listened.
That's a great album. Put it back. This one too.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that one kind of sucked. I agree with that.
The Four Score.
I feel like
The Four Score.
Kind of sounds like the Beatles before they went nuts in India.
Dude, he's one of the most, like, besides Dale, he's probably, like, the second most conspiracy theory guy. Like, the Beatles went to India and got weird. Like, what? When, Hank? How did this happen?
What does he think happens in India?
Right.
I like this. It's kind of like the doo-wop. This is the kind of music you should be listening to.
Okay. God, Bobby's such a tool. Fuck.
Yeah, I heard this new band they got out, Four Score.
That was fucking great.
But they are a nice, wholesome group.
Of castrata.
We can agree their music isn't all that bad. Maybe even okay.
Okay, if you're a prepubescent girl.
Damn, even Bill got some slaps in.
A prepubescent girl?
Would a prepubescent girl be able to kick your ass?
Probably.
Goddamn, Bill.
Just released a block of tickets for their show in Houston.
But I thought they were all sold out. That's just so.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. He's too excited.
I'm just so.
That's like the Jonas Brothers of the day. Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, that'd be great. Dude, I would absolutely pay to see my dad, like, into the Jonas Brothers.
Just an Amu Jonas Brothers. Yeah. Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
La, Nick. Yeah, he hears his wife talking about Joe Jonas. He, like, comes out of the... He comes out of the living room in a rage. He's
this
like,
is
no,
a Nick house.
This is Nick. Yeah.
This is a Nick Jonas house. You know this.
Yeah.
You knew that when we got married.
Oh, fuck, Peggy. She hasn't even opened her mouth yet. I already hate her.
I say it goes. Martin Perfecto de Cos, Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, and Don Jose Urrera.
God, Jose.
Did she say Jose?
She said Jose.
Oh.
Well, I don't normally go for the white meat, but number one's obvious. That Boomhauer has one tight little spot. Dropping Dale a second. Dale? <You're> unbelievably lumber. He has BS pompadour and his stomach nipped. And then I guess his second tier is Hank and Bill.
Oh, get him.
You think Hank is on the same tier as Bill Dottery? Well, don't get all worked up, Cheryl. We're acting by sexy. Hank's a good man, but he's too uptight to be sexy. I want to let you know that in the 20 years we have been married, Hank has never once forgotten my birthday or been late on a mortgage payment.
Oh, God, what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's real sexy, Cheryl.
I love how that's
yeah, that turns her on.
That's her
that's what she's like, touches herself to. She's like, oh, God. He pays the mortgage on time. Oh, God.
Remember how we were always late on the rent at Park West?
Every fucking month.
Yeah, every month. We were
2 years.
Yeah. We were always late.
Literally every month for 2 years. We never once paid it on time.
Not a single time.
God, damn.
I'm thinking about asking Jordan.
Fuck it. Our credit was good, so he didn't care.
We almost got an eviction.
No, we didn't almost get, we were like 3 days away from getting an eviction. Right. Well, no, we were 3 days away from not paying rent. They normally don't evict until like you haven't paid for like 2 months.
Sir, the parent section is in the skybox.
Oh, damn.
I came to see the show. You
want to be in the parent section. It's a boy band.
Is it weird that I feel like less of a man because I didn't take the eviction?
Yeah. He made it very clear that we had to take the eviction like men. And I feel a little upset that we didn't take the eviction.
Wait, this part's hilarious.
Hank Hill just took out a lighter. Wait, wasn't he with Connie? Why did she try? Why is she playing wingman?
I guess they're not together.
It was taught.
Well, it sure is some good old
fashioned. Oh, God. He's so concerned. Damn, get him. Come on, Bobby. I hate you, but fuck it. Hurry up. He's twerking on her. Damn, Bobby Slay. Oh, look.
He's gonna twerk on his dad right
He's
now.
He's so mad.
He's twerking on his dad.
Aww. I feel bad. I hate him, but I feel bad.
Come on, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's redeemable. Like, I'll never feel bad for Peggy, but I hate Bobby, but I'll feel a little bit bad for him.
Well,
he
just drank cockblocked his son. Like, what kind
of... one of my favorite songs. And get it ripped apart. Hi, Kale. Are you so uptight you won't even let your own son dance with a girl?
Damn, even Peggy's like... Ooh, all right, Peggy.
No, this part's funny.
He was enjoying it.
Everything now is sex, sex. It wasn't like this when I was growing up. What is going on with our children?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see the way the little girls are dressing? Walking around in their tiny shirts. Everything right out on display.
Fucking Luann, you're so dumb.
And we wonder why men don't respect us.
But she's wearing a little ass shirt.
That's what I'm saying. So neither does, I mean, fuck.
I can't picture this horrible, awful dancing. Maybe I need for you to show me.
Well, all right, but this is for informational purposes only. There was this god awful hip shaking. Like those lizards we saw on the Discovery Channel.
He watched lizard fuck on the Discovery Channel.
He's still going.
He has to stop. Well, I mean, it's for informational purposes. He has to give her all the information she needs. Damn, he's real mad.
Why does Bobby read Teen People? Who reads Teen People? Yeah, but who reads... Did you read Teen People?
I didn't, but this is like late 90s.
But...
It's not smart. It's Radio Disney.
Disney? Oh. Troll. Why is it naked? That was weird.
Trolls in general were weird.
Okay, then.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that the doll is naked, like, Bobby, what the fuck?
I love how he grounded him for... He cock-blocked him, and then he grounded him.
Yeah.
What kind of...
Imagine he cock-blocked him, and then he grounded him because he got cock-blocked. He's like, oh, you didn't get laid? You grounded again.
God,
double grounded.
God damn. Hank Hill is a Nazi, man.
Damn, he's gonna make out with the fucking... Ew. See, you just make your kid weird when you do weird shit. See, look at this.
Redneck boy getting busy with y'all.
Bobby! I'm gonna show Bobby that teens can have fun without dancing like sex perverts.
Oh my god, Mennonites? Really though? Yo, when I was in Philly, we went to like upstate Pennsylvania and saw the fucking, Amish? Interesting shit.
Really?
Some of the best food I've ever tasted. Smorgasbord was a fucking incredible.
Really?
Absolutely.
Dude, I want to go to an Amish. Do they have Amish communities out here?
No. Damn. It's California. They have hippie communities. They're not Amish.
I don't know if their food's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a meal I'm willing to try.
You overreacted. Got a little paternal. Ruined the kids.
What? And ruin the kid's night? Damn. This dude wanted his girl to get laid?
Please, call me McBee. Would you like an apple martini?
Oh, well, that would be lovely.
He got so mad.
But every time he made some rule or set some limit, we just kept laughing. I mean, who are we kidding?
Air the dog.
Oh! You're in for a treat. My son makes the best teenies.
What?
Call the police.
Damn, Hank is trying to cover up everybody.
And Peggy. By the way, love the glasses on YouTube. Totally geek chic.
Sup? Hey, McBee. You missed a hell of a party last night.
Dude, who talks to their dad like that?
Oh, I love Ray Ray.
Where were you, man?
Hey, someone's got to work around here.
Sure ain't gonna be me.
Okay. I would be upset. Like, I am with Hank on this.
We prefer if Michael drinks at home where we know he's safe.
Really?
And when he gets really buzzed, you should see him play Pictionary. It's a riot.
You know, it's not too late for you to have this kind of relationship with Bob. Yes, it is.
Really?
Hank, all you gotta do is be Bobby's friend. If If not,
no,
who's he going to turn to when he's in
that's
trouble?
So wrong. So wrong.
We'll be right
you have to
there.
Be their parents.
In his face,
fucking
with a brick wall of rules, limitations.
Right there, in his face. The brick wall. God damn.
Kind of.
Damn,
well,
she's
I
trying
think
to swim.
We are all saying the same thing here.
She wants
no,
to fuck
we're
Hank.
Not.
Dude, Hank would, I told you, Hank would slay.
Yeah.
The kids really like each other. I know. Why don't we all take them out? Together.
Oh, God.
Hey, there's a great... I'm picking the place.
Go to church. Oh. Oh, God.
I mean, but at least they're having fun.
Right.
This is so uncool.
Jen and Ted freaking
show up. Get down. What are they in high school? Why do they care about what's cool? They're like 40.
What are you doing in an ice cream parlor?
Okay, first of all, I don't understand why they're talking shit as if they didn't just walk into the exact same ice cream parlor.
Yeah, but they walked in to use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call me that. Yeah, don't call him that.
So humiliating for Jordan. My Serena's getting ready for her limo ride with her high school friends,
oh,
sophomores.
God.
We were saving up to rent Jordan a limo for her birthday, but she thought it was a little played out. She wants a slumber party.
A slumber party. Good old fashioned.
God,
thing.
These moms are so
girls
annoying.
And boys.
Like, there's moms like this that ruin the kids' lives.
Maybe we'll let Serena go.
They're like trying to out slutty their children.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Love it if Bobby could come to a slumber party. We'll be serving.
Damn, Bobby about to get fucked. Hank is so worried. Fuck you, Piggy. Fuck you, Bobby.
No.
Yes.
Don't get any way is he going to that party.
Oh, come on, Hank. The Bronsons will be there, and this is Bobby's chance to hang out with the cool kids from Malone.
Who the fuck? Fuck you, Piggy. Fuck you.
Overnight study session. That's for Mom.
No.
Fuck you, Piggy.
Did you even see how cool those other parents were?
No,
huh? They look like Chandler and Monica. And look
oh,
at us.
God.
Andy Griffin
friends
and
again?
Freaking B. And it's all your fault. I
oh,
cannot believe you're not letting him go. We never get to have any fun when you're around.
God damn. He's throwing a fucking tantrum like a child? Woman, you are grown. Like, oh my God.
You know how it is with parents.
That is...
No, wait. You don't.
Is that marriage?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Mom? Is that marriage?
The roof I put over your head so nicely.
I wish I could drive you, Bobby.
Have sex with
me. But you know, you really don't need anywhere
tired.
To drive you.
I don't know from what. Doesn't
I don't know either. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know if he has like a secret job or something.
What he does all day that gets him so tired.
I catch him at the Amazon warehouse. He's wearing an orange vest.
The dude is like asthmatic. Oh, he always snores.
You're sleeping in the same room.
Yeah,
Bobby's worried about getting fucked.
You got the little blue ones. I love those. Oh, man, it's Serena Shaw from Frontier. Hey, Connie.
How does she already have a reputation?
Nice necklace. Wow. Thanks. You can have it.
And you are.
Oh,
yeah. I Jordan's new friend. Well, I'll make sure you and Jordan have a lot of fun tonight.
What?
I'm a good kid. We're off to the movies. Don't worry, we'll be back late.
We'll make sure to honk so we don't interrupt anything.
Yeah,
really, dude, they really want them to fuck? Like, what the hell's going on?
Are they setting
is this child pornography? Like,
I think
I feel
they're
like
trying to...
The closet will be heaven.
I feel like they're expecting their children to break out in one big orgy.
I think so. This is weird.
Oh my God, they're really leaving. Is there a boat
down? God damn it, Bobby.
But there are parents out there that are really like this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the problem? God damn, dude is ripped. What the
yeah.
fuck?
Surprisingly.
That's a thong. Fuck you, Peggy. It's not like you're sexy.
How long have they been in there? 4 minutes. I hope they have enough air.
I don't hear the sounds of ecstasy.
Dude, lift your hand and speak her.
What?
Do you have enough air?
I want to go home.
All right,
oh,
who's next? Who's ready for some contact. Interesting, the birthday girl.
Oh.
Looks like Jordan is getting her first birthday present from Bobby Hill.
Slay.
Bobby and I just met each other. If we move too fast, isn't it going to ruin it? I mean, we haven't even talked online yet. I like him. At least I think I like him. I know he can freak, and he likes ice cream.
Yeah, he can freak. Yeah.
Well, you've got 7 minutes to get to know him.
7 minutes to get to know him. Oh, she's a hoe.
Why Bobby, 7 minutes? That's so random.
I rented a square dance video, and we're going to
watch
it as a family. You
rented a square dance video.
Bobby? And we're going to watch it as a family.
Seriously, why are you not having fun? I specifically requested it.
Elle doll, what's your favorite food? Pork pockets, ham, or pepperoni? Oh, that's it.
Oh, at least they're having a nice time.
Okay, Bobby, can we just discuss the square dancing movie for a second?
Don't.
Like, seriously, fuck you. What?
Yeah. I don't get it at all.
If my dad ever walked in and said, hey, we're watching a square dancing movie as a family.
Me and my sister watched, like, a belly dance video and, like, practiced belly dancing one summer because we were bored.
Oh, man. I would have been a good teenage runaway at that point. Why don't you want to go home, son?
You are
oh, thank God.
I don't know what you're wooing for. You're all busted.
There's no other parents.
Where are the Bronsons?
They went to the movies.
When did your parents say they were going to be back?
45 minutes.
You guys got a game shelf? While we're waiting for your parents to get here, we're going to play a little game I used to play when I was your age.
Oh, God. Fuck you, Hank.
No way am I playing Pin the Tail on the Donkey. This is the saddest party that I've ever been to.
Well, I think
good.
We have our first
fuck
contestant.
You, bitch.
Well, she's 13 and hanging out with high school boys. She's probably already having sex.
Absolutely.
Hey, sorry, guys. I can't believe Hank Hale saw a tidy ruined little girl's birthday party.
Still talking shit?
The theater. I might be stuck in a closet right now getting felt up by Clark Peters. What? That little booger-nosed creep?
That's the reason she was upset?
So, Hank really came in here and took control, huh? He cracked a whip.
He really is sort of sweet with the kids. Just
get
like a big old gummy banger. All right. I'm coming around. Hank Hill, pretty sexy.
Fuck you, Peggy. I hate that she got heavy.
That Boomhauer.
Oh, get it, Boomhauer. I guess Boomhauer was slow too.
You know, have you ever noticed Boomhauer doesn't, like, appear as much?
Yeah.
That's because he's off, like, fucking Nancy.
That could be an interesting theory. Yes, I am with it.
Yeah, I'm totally with it now that I think about it, yes. But I don't...
Oh, my.
Nope, none of that. Well, I guess that's okay.
Look at that.
Oh, hey, boys.
Dude, even Hank had to roll his eyes. He looked like, fucking prude. Oh, God. But it was a pretty good episode.
He knows how to freak already?
Damn, all right. Dude, I do like, though, that Connie was not, like, jealous. She was low-key trying to hook him up. That was pretty cool of her.
Yeah, I think they broke up.
But they, like, mutually did it, apparently.
Yeah.
Have you ever mutually broken up with somebody?
No. It's never mutual.
Jesus, what happens? What happens? That sounded terrible. What happens?
It's never mutual. No, well, it's never mutual on their end, because I always want to break up, and they don't want to break up, so I always am like, fuck, man, I gotta go through all that. Yeah. Well, it's my fault, really, because I kind of lead them on to the thinking I'm into them, and then not being into them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't know if you like someone or not on Tinder, and then you meet them in person, and then, you know, you're not really interested. So it's just, we go to BJ's, the restaurant, we eat, and then we stop talking. That's happened like 4 times.
That's your go-to restaurant?
Yeah, that's my go-to.
He's like, oh, Tinder? Yeah, BJ's.
Yeah.
The maitre d' already knows you. He's like, oh, very good, sir.
Yeah.
Every table right here.
No, but then, actually, that's totally off topic, though. What I meant to say was, my previous relationship, I broke up with my ex-girlfriend after 2 weeks.
Jesus, why was she even your girlfriend after 2 weeks?
Because, well, I freaked out. Long story short, it was like my 3rd time having sex. I got scared, I freaked out. And then I was like, you know what? I don't want a relationship, because then I'm just going to keep getting into these paranoid situations. So I just broke up with her. Although I regret it.
Why is that?
Well, I did kind of cheat on her 2 days into the relationship, so there's also that. But that was because it was my first relationship, and I forgot that I was in a relationship, so I just kind of went about my old habits, and it didn't click.
What old habits? You said she was your 3rd time. What old habits?
My old
3
habits.
Times is not an old habit. Jimmy.
Okay, you got me. It was back in the days with Online Booty Call. You remember that website, Online Booty Call?
I do not remember that.
So it's a website. It was like the first website before Tinder for like hookups. Like it was a pretty cool app. So because I was 19, I met this 27-year-old freak on there. I was like, all right. You know what? I'm in a relationship. Well, I didn't remember. I was in a relationship at the time. I totally blacked out.
Did that excuse hold up?
I blacked out and woke up extremely satisfied.
There was a naked woman in my bed. It felt great.
No,
I had no
idea
what happened.
This was the backseat of my Accord.
Old Accord.
Yeah, the old Accord.
That's college days. Interesting.
No, this was before college days. Yeah. This was like...
No, I'm saying the Accord goes back to college.
It goes back to college days, but this was actually high school days.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I was 19. I graduated when I was 19. High school. So, you don't need to know why.
I wasn't going to ask, but now I'm interested. Yes, carry on.
So anyways, I was like, well, I was still in high school. I still think like a high school kid. They're like, fuck that. I'm going to get an older chick right now. So I blacked out, forgot I was in a relationship, and then woke up satisfied, realizing I was in a relationship.
Did you ever tell her?
I told her like a month after we broke up. I was like, hey, by the way, I cheated on you 2 days into the relationship. Sorry.
Dear God, what did she say?
She said, it's okay. We're broken up.
And I guess what was she going to say at that point?
Huh?
But that's my point. Like, why did you feel... So you felt guilty for breaking up, but you'd already cheated on her. I don't understand.
Well, I felt guilty for breaking up with her. Because
you said it was a mistake, but you were cheating on her. I don't understand.
I cheated on her once in those 2 weeks. So
exactly. It's like there's so little time. It's not even like you had time to cheat. You're just like immediately like, oh, relationship? Fuck yeah, time to cheat. It's like I've been waiting for this.
I
can officially cheat it now.
To just cheat. Like, you know, I just wanted the experience just to see what it was like to cheat on someone, and that was the first time I ever cheated on someone.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be the last time, but I can't guarantee it.
No, I have never cheated, will not cheat, do not cheat.
Don't. Well, it's pretty hard to cheat, Abram, when you're not in a relationship with someone.
This is fair. I stay single constantly.
Well, I mean, I'm single constantly, too, just because I don't want that stigma of being a cheater.
I hear you.
So, I mean, I might as well just get it out of my system and sow my wild oats now.
Speaking of sowing your wild oats, you use a lot of the internet for that, I imagine, so you get on all these dating sites.
I use Tinder, yes.
Besides Tinder, what would be your top 5 online dating sites that you've used?
I only use Tinder and Bumble. Bumble's been letting me down lately, but Tinder. What's with all these cam models on Tinder asking me to add them on Instagram and then tell me pay to get on their webcam show? Look, if I want to see a naked woman, I'm
just going to Google porn.
I'm just going to Google porn, okay?
What's your last porn search?
My last.